20 years ago today, construction began on the 1,776-foot tower for the new World Trade Center building in New York City, One World Trade Center, which I have seen from the outside, and it is amazing to see. You know, there's a lot of controversy about what to do there.
Oh, yeah.
That was really tough. Tougher than I thought it would be. They've done an amazing job. Mm-hmm. I saw that in New York. I was there last year. And the waterfall footprint where the old towers were.
I feel like they've done it right.
Perfect.
They built a great tower, but they also have a you know, really somber, but, you know, a memorial. But it's something to see.
It's something how we turned that tragedy into something now like a tourist attraction. You know, people, I was there. I mean, I went to see it.
Yeah.
And it is somber. It's the right tone. It's very quiet. But they do have like there's a building where you can go in and see artifacts from it and all those things.
It just feels, and you know, it will be the 25th anniversary.
Oh my God, you're right.
And it just feels to me, it still feels like yesterday.
I agree.
I remember every part of that day, part of it.
Yes, absolutely. This will be the 25th year. You're right. I didn't think of
it was
like
just
that.
So shocking.
Of course.
And of course, BB, you were young. Rachel, you were old? You were 3 months.
I was like 8 months old.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you want to remember how long ago it was, it's how old I am.
How did they just in high school? Is it just taught now as kind of a, you know?
When I was in the second grade on the anniversary of it, our teacher read us a children's book about a guy that tightrope walked between the two buildings.
Yes.
And then at the end of the book, there are two silhouettes where the towers were. And then that introduced the conversation. It wasn't until I was in high school that I actually saw videos of it in the news. And all that.
Yeah.
And but I mean, it was hard to grasp in the second grade, but I definitely remember the day I found out about it. It was just several years later.
Same for my kids. Almost the exact same. You learn about it early, and then now that they're older, we've watched, like on the 20th anniversary, my son and I watched documentaries about it. You know, it was unbelievable. But
I still remember that I was 18 years old. I mean, that day to me is just so ingrained in my memory.
So you were 18. BB Shea was like 8. You were 8 months. I was sitting here.
He was
doing this show.
That's the generation gaps we have here.
That television was on. It doesn't work now.
No.
But that television was
on. It's the same television.
It is the same television. And we were so technologically inept, we wanted the news coverage, and we turned the TV up, and somebody stood there in front of the speaker with a microphone so we could hear the television.
Yeah.
That's how. Yeah, for like hours. We had to take turns because people's arms would get tired. So that because we were broadcasting on the radio.
I was in college. I still had hope.
God, it has been longer than you think.
They must have stomped on that.
Yeah,
because the professor, I went into class right when it happened. I was at GTCC, and the professor had it on, and he was like, "Go home."
I mean, my mom was a preschool teacher, and every single parent, every single parent picked up their kid, and there wasn't like an announcement, "Come pick up your kid." That was just a natural instinct.
Do you know we had an insurance meeting? You know how every year we do an insurance meeting on like a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday, September 11th. And see, back then we used to do them in September. Now we wait as long as we possibly can until like December so people have no choice but, all right, I'll sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Back then it was scheduled for September 11th. So the guys they were here to do the insurance seminar. And everybody's like, I'm not doing this. I'm going home. And you know what I did? This insurance is really important. I need to go upstairs.
I need to take a look at my long-term planning.
It was me and the two insurance people. They're like, man, we didn't expect anybody to show up. Like, I think insurance is very, very important, and I need full term health insurance. By the way, they started construction on the new tower this date 20 years ago. It opened in October of 14. Elevators take you to the observation deck, have LED walls that show a computer-animated time-lapse of New York being built and rebuilt over the past 500 years. Impressive. It's a great place.
Yeah.
We have turned it into a beautiful memorial.